The geometry of the place was all wrong. One could not be sure that the sea and ground were horizontal. You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, Fred, and Steph. I am your game master, Veronica.
Okay, you guys are going to love Dungeons & Dragons. It's basically theater of the mind. For many years, fantasy role-playing games have provided men and women with an escape from their awkward lives. I am Todd, the Game Master, and this is Dungeons & Dragons. You sit here, and Edward, you can sit here. Here's some pencils, but don't erase anything. Okay, now this is a collective storytelling game where we're all in the story in our collective imagination, but you have God, me, and I'm the one in charge of if the things you say you want to do succeed or fail. I'll use the dice and the rules and a little panache to rule over the game fairly. So, here are your character sheets. I've taken the liberty of rolling up for you. Now, without further ado, let's quest.
Wait, why am I a barbarian? What do you think of me?
Oh, I just thought you'd want to smash some faces.
Well, I guess I could give it a go.
Cool, so what am I?
Oh, yeah, so you're a paladin. No. It's cool. You kick ass, you save ass, and you get some ass. It's good.
Okay, that's right up my alley.
Ooh, cool. I'm a sorcerer.
Yes. Your magic comes from deep within.
Oh, like my art.
Okay, so yeah, I'm looking around and everyone has a fucking weapon and I have a piccolo. What the hell?
Whoa, but it's a plus one piccolo.
I'm not impressed. I mean, this seems kinda not great.
I mean, if you want to re-roll another character, we can definitely do that.
Okay, cool. Thank you. That sounds good.
Okay, but let's wait until after the pizza gets here. Character creation will only take a couple hours max.
I'm actually good with the bard.
Did you order Mountain Dew with the pizza?
Yeah, okay, all right, come on, sit down, let's go. All right, adventurers, welcome to LaCroix, a fantasy land filled with many strange beasts and magics of many kinds. Plus bubbles. You are in a local tavern looking for your first mission as an adult. You see a tall elf stroll in and nail a help wanted poster onto the job board. What do you do?
I go over to the job board and pull down the paper.
Okay.
Hello, adventurers. I am Sir Sortalot. Are there any other brave adventurers who join me on this quest? Okay, I read the paper. What does it say?
It reads, local adventuring party needed to protect ravenous goblins from a nearby village of dwarves.
Wait, are we going to help the goblins or help the dwarves?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like we're helping the monsters.
So what am I supposed to sword then?
Are they ravenous because they're hungry?
This treachery cannot stand. I... Justice Timberwaves will aid you, good sir, in your quest to save the innocent, ravenous goblins.
Good eye statements there. Damn, he really got into character fast.
Need smashed dwarves.
my character can speak in complete sentences, right?
Yeah, you can converse normally, you just can't read.
What?
Oh, don't worry, dear friend. I, Moonflower of the Eastern Wood Elves, will teach you how to read.
You learn Crunch how to read?
And then I eat a banana with the peel still on.
You can also peel bananas.
Crunch likes them like this. Crunch knows all nutrition come from peel. That's why rest of you are so puny. You don't eat peel.
You do realize you're a halfling, right?
It's not the size of the fist. It's how you smash it. You want me smash knees, Todd?
What the crap? What has gotten into you?
Barbarian rage!
Oh, okay. Well, you only get those 3 times a day.
Okay. I use all now. Triple rage!
That's not a thing! So, as you stroll down the abandoned cobblestone pathways, you see the signs of a hostile takeover.
I pull out my flute in anger.
Okay, you do that with your piccolo.
Yeah, I know.
And I inspire my party with my piccolo.
Crunch like pretty music. Make Crunch feel strong.
Why don't we split up and do some scouting? We'll cover more ground this way.
Oh, that is an excellent idea. And I turn into a dark mist.
Yeah, guys, I probably didn't explain this at first. The number one rule of D&D is that you never split the party.
I still turn into a mist.
Fine. In the middle of the day, you are a lone, dark cloud roaming the barren, colorless streets.
Oh, I have a spell called Color Spray. I will do that too.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's just say that you all roll perception.
17.
I got a 24.
That's not possible unless you rolled a critical success.
Well, I rolled a 20, and plus 4 is 24.
Okay, so that's great. When you roll a 20, you just say critical success of natural 20. It's pretty rare and kind of a big deal, so always let me know.
Oh.
Awesome. I got a natural 19.
Not the same thing, but still amazing. Okay. In the distance, you hear a roaring fire. As you sneak around some rather large building, you see a group of dwarves burning books outside the Goblin Library. Named Goblin Library for goblins who can't read good. And then below the sign, there's a hopeful scrawling of words that says, "Yet."
Those murdering fucks, they're burning all the goblin books. I could sword them.
I have a spell, I'm sure. I must have plenty of spells.
Should we parlay?
You don't... Does that...
Wait, you want to use diplomacy here? That's unusual, Crunch.
I hold up my 2 hammers and I say,
"No, par and lay,"
and I charge in.
Oh, how clever! Her hammers are named Par and Lay. Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, the poor thing. She doesn't realize that's not spelled correctly.
I play my flute vigorously behind Crunch.
Piccolo.
Again. I draw out my spear and I follow Crunch into the fray.
Wait, I thought you named your dude Sir Sword-a-Lot.
Yeah, I sword him with my spear. What of it?
All right. Well, you're all very loud.
I'm a mist.
And colorful. Now, everyone roll initiative.
Ah!
Okay, Bella, how does this dwarf meet his end?
I killed him? Ooh.
Crunch teach you lesson in parlay!
And I smash its head on each side with one of my hammers.
Yeah!
To, squish it between.
Okay, you do that. Now, what's everyone else doing?
I use cleave to cut through this dwarf here, and then I slice through the next one while I scream, "They just wanted to read, you assholes!"
I use my piccolo as an improvised weapon to stab this lady dwarf through the eye.
So, improvised weapons are tricky. You get a minus...
Natural 20.
Again?
Beginner's luck.
Okay, whatever. You definitely kill that dwarf, but what's great is that you don't ruin your instrument.
I want to attack this dwarf that's trying to light a bomb or whatever. Does a 7 hit?
No, you missed.
Oh, I missed. Oh, I'm a missed. Guys, get it? I missed it.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez, how long have we been playing? I'm getting kind of hungry.
Okay. You've liberated the goblins from their dwarven oppressors. You learn that the goblins are reformed murderers and pillagers that just want to live a peaceful life in a peaceful village.
Man, we're all skeptical of the goblins because of their bad reputation, but it was really those shitty dwarves who were the bad guys. Feel like we really learned something there. Like, you can't judge a book by its cover.
I think you mean that we can't judge a book by its color.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think that's all the punishment I can take for the night.
You guys, this was so much fun. We should record this or something, like, for future generations.
What? No one would ever listen to a bunch of strangers playing D&D.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, I guess.
It's kind of your own thing. It's like walking in on somebody else's story.
This episode was produced and edited by Hiroshi, and the opening and closing theme was created by Rob Anderson. This episode was written by Stacy, Fred, Mike, Steph, and Veronica. As always, you can follow the show at CAF Podcast, and be sure to check out some of our other Geekly Inc. podcasts, such as Random Encounters, Sayer, or You're a Wizard, Harry.